Okay, today is Daf Nun Ches. We're on Daf Nun Ches. We're on six lines from the top, by where it says V'omer V'mnuna. More about different brachos. Interesting Daf. V'omer Rav Hamnuna. Harowe Uch Lusu Yisrael. If someone sees a multitude of Jews, Omer, he says, Baruch Chacham Harazim. Blessed is the one who's the knower of secrets. Why do you say that? So Rashi says, Hayudea Masha believe kol elu. Because we're going to see, it has to be 600,000 people. There's 600,000 people there, and Hashem knows that every single one of them is thinking. Only Hashem could do that. That's why you make a bracha like that. Hashem knows all the secrets of everybody.
Has this bracha been said in the last 2,000 years?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's been said. You could, exactly. Although, for example, like they claim that at Rav Shlomo Zalman's Levaya, there were 750,000 people there.
Really?
That's what they claim. And Rabbi Yosher's Levaya, there are at least 200,000 people there, which is a staggering number. It's double what we had at the CMHS. It's a staggering number. But they're all, okay, they're all through the streets of Mei Sharim, but same thing with Rav Shlomo Zalman. That's what they claim. Rav Shlomo Zalman was 750,000 people at that Levaya. I mean, there's no way to count it. But that was the 1997, that was. It's amazing. That's what they say, yeah. It's funny. And I heard a great line about that. So people that knew of Shlomo Zalman were either they tried to come, they went, whatever. And it's like non-religious Israelis, they were like wondering, how come I don't know who that person is? Who's so many people here? Why don't I know who that is? Which is a very interesting observation. Okay, anyway, she'ain dait and domen zelazet. No two people are the same. Vein partzuf and domen zelazet. No two people look the same. No two people are the same, and no two people look the same. Benzoma ra al uklusa al gab maila b'harabayis. Benzoma once saw people coming to the harabayis. Must have been a yontif or something, and he saw so many people. Omer, he said, Baruch hacham harazim. He made the bracha. Ubaruch shabara kol el l'sham sheni. And all these people were created to serve me. Hu ay Omer, he used to say, Kami yigiyas yigiyah adam rishon ad shematzapas. Look how hard it was for adam rishon to eat bread. What do you have to do? Lechel, pas lechel. Charash, get to plow. Zareya, plant. Katzar, harvest. Amar, piling up the wheat, dosh, threshing, zara, winnowing, barar, sifting, tachan, grinding, v'harakid, also sifting, v'alash, kneading, v'ofa, baking, v'achach, ochel. V'ani and me, mashke motzi, kol elim, mutukadim lefone, welcome to a bakery, I buy some bread.
Really old age.
Who? Benzoma, yeah. And by the way, someone's got to do all this work to make bread anyway. Just maybe not you. Bread doesn't happen by itself.
Right.
Someone has to do it.
But you assume that even back then that it wasn't all done by the same person.
Correct. Right. Which is the other reason to do it by himself. The Kama Yigios. No, I don't know what it's doing here. It's unrelated. The Kama Yigios Yigia Adam Harishan Achamatza Beged Lilbosh. Right? Imagine Adam Harishan wanted to make a shirt. Gazaz, he had to shear, lovon, whiten, nafats, also some kind of combing, vitava, spinning, orig, weaving. Then you have a beged. Bani and me, mashki umotzi, kol elam utukan lefone. Just walk into a store and I buy a shirt. So easy.
What should we say?
Kol ha'umos, shoktos uboas lepesach besi. Right? All the people are come to my door. Bani mashki umotzi, kol elu lefone. Right? So what does that mean? Right. I'm not sure what that means. Right?
Isn't that the same thing he said before?
No. Kol ha'umos shoktos uboas lepesach besi to do business. Right? V'ani mashkim motzi kol elefonai. Everyone gets up to sell their wares, and I'm also here doing my job. That's what the Rambam here says. Okay. Hu ha'ya omer. Oreach tov. Listen to this. What does a good guest say? Ma'u omer. What does a good guest say? Kama drachos tarach b'al bayis b'shul. Look at how much work the host went through for me. Kama basar heviu lefanai. He had to cook for me the meat. Kama yayin heviu lefanai. Kama gluskaos heviu lefanai. How many cookies and cake they made for me. V'kol ma'ash tarach lo tarach el b'shvili. They did it for me. Ela orach ra'ahu omer. But this is what the bad guest says. Mad Torah, Torah Baal Bayis. What's the big deal that the Baal Bayis did? Pas achas achalti. One pizza had a bread. Chatich achas achalti. Right? One slice. Kos achat chatisi. Kol Torah, Torah Baal Bayis. Lo Torah Baal Bayis. Lo Torah Baal Bayis. He had to cook anyway for his wife and for the kids. And what's the difference? He had to be over. Right? Not such a hero. Aloyach tov ma omer. Zachar ki tazgi paalo al shel soro anoshim. Right. Aloyach raktiv. Lachen yiruhu anoshim. Good and bad. Then it says, "Vo'ish b'yimei shol zokein ba ba'anoshim." Who is this old man in Shaul's days? Amar Rava, v'item Rav Zvid, v'item Rav Oshia, the Yishai Avi David. It's Yishai, the father of David. Shiatzah ba'uklasa. He went out with a throng, with an entourage. V'nichnas ba'uklasa. He went in with an entourage. V'darash ba'uklasa. He darshan with an entourage. Amar Ula Natinon ain uklasa ba'bavel. First of all, there's no uklasa in Bavel. There's no such thing as this in Bavel. Tana ain uklasa pachusa mishisha ribui. You can't have it less than 600,000 people.
Yishai had it, or exaggerated?
Maybe Yishai had it.
That's hard to believe.
Okay, next. Tana Rabbanan. Haroe chachme Yisrael. If you see a chacham, a Jewish chacham, I don't think it means like Albert Einstein. I think it means a chacham in Torah. Albert Einstein was a Jew and he was a chacham. I think it means a Jew. Omer Yisei, baruch shechalak mechachmaso liyreyov. Right? Chachme Oved Kochavim. If you see a non-Jewish wise man, right? Does anybody know a non-Jewish wise man? Maybe Stephen Hawking, you see one of these, like, you know, geniuses, right? Omar, what do you say? Baruch Shenasan Mechachmaso Libriosav. Look how the language is different. When by a Jew, it's Baruch Shechalak. That he gave a chalak of himself, so to speak. When it comes to a guy, it's Baruch Shenasan. Hashem gave that guy Chachma. That guy's very smart. There are geniuses out there, right? These inventors and scientists.
MIT.
Right, we see these geniuses, right? Not Jews. So what about someone like Albert Einstein, who, I don't know, right? Who was a Jew, but his chachma was not Jewish. It was science, right? I don't know what would be in such a case. I don't know. Haroa Malchei Yisrael. If you see a Jewish king, Omer, you say, Baruch Shechalak Mechvodo Lireyov. Again, the word chalak, which is different than nosan. Malchi, over the Kachav, you see a non-Jewish king, Omer, Baruch Shenasan Mechvodo Libriosav. Right? And so I was wondering, like, another child, what if you see the president? Because he's not a king, but he's elected, but he has the power of a king. He's more powerful than the king. He's more powerful than the Queen of England. No question about that. So when they see the Queen of England, do they make this bracha? I don't know. I was wondering about that.
You know what's interesting, though? The fact that you use the word Mechvodo.
There's a certain honor, right?
By
correct.
Queen of England, even though she doesn't have any power. So
correct, exactly. Right. It's a tremendous amount of covet. You know that
yes,
first
exactly.
What?
Yes,
I even with Manada, I believe you do. Could you know that the first lady, she did a terrible breach of honor. She did. She put her arm around the queen. Like as a sign of friendship. You don't do that. You don't touch her. I don't think she really. It's amazing, right? Like saying, but covet, it's true. Anyway, Amar Yochanan, I know there are people that have made, they've gone to the White House and they made this bracha. There are people that do make the bracha when they go to the White House. I think some don't. I think it's a machlokas.
I wouldn't make it now.
Amar Yochanan, la'olam. La'olam yishtadel adam laretz likras malchei Yisrael. A person should try very much to see the malchei Yisrael. Flo likras malchei Yisrael bovad. Not just a Jewish king. Elafil likras malchei ob tekechavim. She'im yizkeh, because if you're lucky, if you're zocheh, Yavchin b'malchei Yisrael l'malchei ov dekochavim. You will be zoche to see if im yizke yavchin b'malchei Yisrael l'malchei ov dekochavim. You see the difference between a Jewish king and a non-Jewish king. Rashi says something astounding. Rashi says shim yizke l'olam haba. In the future, the yireh b'kavod melech haMashiach. Right? There's no kings anymore. So what's going on here? Which king are you zoche to? If you see the Queen of England, and you see that you can't even put your arm around her. You see all this kavod. You'll merit to see how we're going to treat Mashiach. Right? Which is amazing. Rav Sheshet, Saginar Hav, Rav Sheshet was blind. Havikaazli kule alma lekabule ape malka. Every time the king came to town, he would make sure to go there. And he couldn't see because he was blind. Anyway, become azal badei Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet would always be in the crowd. So Ashkechahu Tzaduki, he found a Tzaduki. Now, the Tzaduki living by Rav Sheshet's time. It must have been one of these, you know, rabble-rouser types. I'm like, Chatzivel Nara. I understand a jug you used to fill up with water. But Cagni Laya, a broken jug you also use to fill up with water. But what are you coming to see the king? Can't see anyway. It's like a broken jug. You don't use a broken jug to fill up water. Amalei tachaza, come see the Adana Tvei Minach. I can see better than you. Right? Chalav Gunda Kamaita. When the first, you know, throng came, the parade, whatever, Kika Avja, a lot of noise, Amalei. So the Tzeduki says, ah, Hahu Tzeduki Asamalka. Hahu Tzeduki Asamalka. The Tzeduki says to Rav Sheshet, the king is here. Amalei Rav Sheshet Lokas, he's not here. Chalav Gunda Tanyana. When the second throng came, Kika Avsha, and there was all this noise, Amalei Hahu Tzeduki. Amalei Hahu Tzeduki Hashta Ka Asimalka. Now the king's here. Amalei Rav Sheshet Lo Ka Asimalka. He's still not here. Chalaf Tilisa, by the third throng, Kika Shaska, when it was now quiet, Amalei Rav Sheshet Vadai Hashta Asimalka. Now the king is here. So Amalei Hahu Tzeduki Menalach Yad. How did you know that? How did you know? You can't even see. Amalei the Malchusa de Ara Ke'en Malchusa de Rakia. Because what goes on above, what goes on below, it's just like what goes on above. The Chsiv, it says, Tzei v'amadata bahar lefnei Hashem, v'hine Hashem over v'ruach gedola v'chazak mefarek harim u'meshaber sulam lefnei Hashem, lo barach Hashem v'achar haruach rash, lo barach Hashem, v'achar rash eish, lo b'eish Hashem, v'achar eish kol demam adaka. In other words, there are usually two loud introductions, and then when the king comes, it's quiet. So too, that's what Rav Sheshet told us to do.
Pray a
non-Jewish king to Hashem.
I think, right.
Yeah. So that's the way they they
operate
act.
The same way.
Yeah. What?
They operate the same way.
Yeah. Next, Ki Asa Malka. When the king came, Pasach Rav Sheshet v'kal Baruch Lei. Rav Sheshet made a bracha. So Amalei Ahu Tzeduki Laman Delo Chazith Lei Kamer V'rachta. You can't even see. What are you making a bracha for? So the answer is you don't have to see.
Wasn't Yaakov blind?
Yitzchak. He wasn't blind. Yeah. So my havi Allah, what is my havi Allah? The Hahu Tzeduki. What's the end of the story with the Tzeduki? It's Ikad Amri. Some say Chavru Kachlinu Leenei, that the friends poked his eyes out. Ikad Amri. Others say Rav Sheshet Nasan Einav Bo. Rav Sheshet looked at him, even though he doesn't have any eyes. He was blind. But now it's a Gal Shalat Samas, and he became a heap of bones. Okay. Next, listen to this story. You're gonna have a kasha when we get to the end of this story. Rav Shila Nagde Lahu Gavra the Bal Mitzvahs. Rav Shila beat up a guy that had relations with a guy, with a non-Jewish woman. Azal Achal Be Kortze Be Malka. So this guy went and snitched on Rav Shila, and told the government that Rav Shila did that to him. So Amar Ikachad Gavra Bihudai the Kadayin Dina Below Herman of the Malka. Is there a Jewish person who's meeting out justice without the king's permission? That's not allowed. Shadal Aleha. Right. Shadal Aleha Pristika. So they sent an agent to go get Rav Shila. Kiyasa, when Rav Shila came, Amale, my time and Agnati Lahai, why'd you whip this guy? So Amalahu, Rav Shila said, Debal Chamersa, because he had relations with a donkey. So Amale, Isle Zahadi, have witnesses to that? It's a very unusual thing. Amalei, in yeah, have. So us Eliyahu, Eliyahu Novi came, Idami Leik Inish, he dressed up like a guy, the Asid, and he testified that he had relations with a donkey. Amalei, so the king said, Ihachi Barkatalahu, that the guy's deserving of Misa. That's an aberration, you know, it's a sick person. I mean, a sick person living among us. So Amalehu, Anan Miyoma Digalinan Mi Aaron, since we've been exiled from our land, Les Lan Rishu, so Limikdal. We don't have permission to kill anybody. Atun you, might be isun avidu be. You do whatever you think is right. That's what Rav Shila tells the king. So ademaini be bedina. So they started a trial. Pasach Rav Shila v'amar. Rav Shila gets up and says, oh, his opening statement is l'cha Hashem agdul v'agvura. Right, that's his opening statement. So amalei ma'ika amarta. What kind of opening statement is that? So amalehu. So Rav Shila said, halchi kamina, brich rachmana, blessed is Hashem. That he has a people down here that are doing justice the right way. They're having a trial, right? They have a lawyer. It's all right. Dviyavle luchu shultana v'rachme dina, right? And he put a right, just like Hashem, brich rachmana. You have the machuzah da'ara, kein machuzah derikia, right? That he down here is like up there. Dviyavle luchu shultana v'rachme dina. And they gave me, put up a king over here who's going to do good justice. Amru, Chaviva Aleh Yikra de Malchus Kulahai, you're so in favor of the malchus over here. Yavle kulpa. So they gave him a stick. For amrule dondine. So you could be the judge. So ki havi nafik, when he was going out, amale ahu gavra. So the guy tells of Shiloh, this guy, Avid Rahman of Nisa Lashakri? What, Hashem makes Nisim for liars? He's a liar. I didn't do that. What's going on here? Eliyahu Novi came, testified. What's going on here? The whole thing is crazy. So this is what Shiloh tells back. Hachi Amalei, Rasha, Lav Chamari Ikri, aren't Goyim called donkeys? Dechsiv, Asher Basar Chamorim Besaram. It's not even a lie what I said. It's not even a lie. It's all true. So, Chazia, the Ka'aza Lememri Lahu, the Karinu Chamari. He saw, Rav Shiloh saw that this guy was going to run to the king and tell the king that Rav Shiloh called them a bunch of donkeys. Right? He saw that was going to happen. So, Omar, so Rav Shiloh said, Hi, Rodev, who? Now he's a Rodev. He's going to put us all in danger. Fatora Amra, Imbalaharcha Hashkim Lahargo. If he's going to come kill you, you can kill him first. So, Machi, Bakulfe Vakatli. So, Rav Shiloh killed the guy. Okay? Omar, he said, you like that story? Amar, he said, Hoel vitz abid le nisa b'haikra, now that a nace happened to me with this pasuk, which was my opening statement, darash nale, I'm going to darash in the pasuk. L'cha Hashem Agdula, zemai, by the way, we say this pasuk every day. Right, when do we say it?
Every
day. Yes, every day. It's in Vayivarech David, in Pesukah de Zimra. Okay? Everybody knew that. Just didn't really. You knew that, but.
We knew the pasuk.
I'm thinking of after the Torah.
Then also, no.
Yeah.
I think we say half that pasuk. Okay. Anyway, Zemai Zibereshis. The Chenu Amar Asa Gadol Zad in Chaker. Hagvura Zayitias Mitzrayim. Shnei Mar Yaisu Asa Gadola. Hatiferes Zuchama Uluvana Shomdulo Leoshua. Shnei Mar Vida Masharim Zayirach Omad. Hat Netach. Zuma Palasa Shal Romi, the downfall of Rome. Bechenu Omer, V'yaz Nitzcham Al Bigdei, Al Begadai. Fahod Ze Malchemes Nachli Arnon, that we spoke about, right? Shenemar Al Kein Yomar, Besefer Melchomos Hashem, Es Vahei V'sufa, the Gomer. Kichol HaShemayim V'aretz, Zuma Malechet Sisra. Shenemar Min HaShemayim Nilchamu, Hakoch Avim Im Silo Sam. Lecha Hashem Hamlacha, Ze Malchemes Amalek, Bechenu Omer, Kiyad Al Keis Ka. Hamasnase, Zuma Malchemes Gog Umagog. V'chenu Omer Hinini Elecha Gog Nitsi Rosh Meshach V'tuva L'chol Arosh. Omer Avchanan Bar Rava Omer Avyochanan Afilu Reish Gargisa Min Shemayim Manulei. Even the guy who digs the pits, Hashem already set him up. Hashem already figured out who's going to be the one to do that job, right? V'masnisa Tana Mishmeid Rav Yakiva L'cha Hashem Agdula Zekriyas Yamsav Hagvura Makas Pachoros Tiferes Ma'an Torah Hanetzach Is Yerushalayim V'ahod It's the Beis HaMikdash.
Rome had already fallen by that time? Rome had already fallen?
No, that's the only one that's in the future. Okay? Okay, next. No, there's not, okay, next. Tana Rabbanan. Because it's different topics. Now, new thing now. Haroe Bate. Okay, this is very difficult, Gemara. It's very easy words, but see what. Haroe Bate Yisrael be Yeshuvon. If you see Jewish houses, settle Jewish houses, nice Jewish houses. Omer Baruch Matziv Gevul Almana. You make a bracha. Baruch that Hashem set up the boundaries of the Almana. So Rashi says, look at the top Rashi. Kigon B'yishuv Bayisheni. What does that mean?
It means that the...
You see the ruins? You see the archaeological dig of the houses of Bayisheni? Rashi lived in the 1100s. What does that mean? You see the houses, right?
Rashi never saw
Eretz Yisrael. So what does that mean? You see, so what's Rashi say? The Yishuv of the Batei Sheni, you see the people from Batei Sheni are no longer there. So what do you see? You see they take you to some village that used to be Batei Sheni village, like an archaeological dig?
People in the time of the Batei Sheni would say this because they lived under...
So then, but as I said, it's a very difficult Gemara. What does this mean? What does that mean? You see a yeshuv of Jewish houses. So I would think you go to Borough Park, you go to Cedarhurst, you see a nice Jewish houses, you go to Williamsburg, you go to Yerushalayim, you make a bracha. Like the chutzlar to not. So Sharetzion says, Mr. Brewer says, whatever this means, whatever it means, this Gemara, it would not make a difference if it's a Chutzal Aretz or an Eretz Yisrael. It shouldn't make a difference. Sharantin says that. Right? What does this mean? I don't know what this means. Right? So if you're ever going to make this bracha, if you're ever going to make the bracha, you could make it a Chutzal Aretz too. Right? So I would have thought that would be the bracha every day of your life. You go to a wedding, you go to a vart. So the vart's in somewhere in New Jersey. Yeah, there's a frum shul there with houses. You make a bracha. Is that what it means? So that's what it means. What Rashi say? What's Rashi adding? I don't know. Now, b'churbanon, if you see it b'churban, omer baruch dayin ha'emes. So again, I don't know, do we make this bracha? You go to Europe and you see some, you know, what the Germans did. Any, pick a country, you make this bracha. Any street in Europe, you can make this bracha. Right? So I don't know. I don't know if we make this bracha. Bate ovde kochavim. What about non-Jewish homes? So be yeshivun. It's also, in their, when they're around, they're built up. Omer baruch geyus yitziach Hashem. B'churbanon, in their destruction, Omer, kel nekomas Hashem, kel nekomas Ophia. Okay, now a story here about this topic. Ula v'Rav Chista havika azli ba'urcha. Ula and Rav Chista went on the way. Kimata apischa de be'Rav Chana bar Chaniloi. When they went to the house of Chana bar Chaniloi, which apparently was no longer a house, it was just a ruin. Nagad Rav Chista v'etnach. Rav Chista looked at it and he sighed. He gave a sigh. Amali Ula, am I coming at teach? Why are you sighing? Misnachas. Why are you sighing? Hamar Rav, encha shoveres chatzi gof shel adam. A sigh breaks half a person. Shenemar va'ata ben adam ha'enach b'shivron misnaim. Rabbi Yochanan amar af kol gof shel. Not a half a person. It breaks the whole person. Shenemar v'hoya ki yomru elecha alma ata nenach v'amarta el shmua kiba v'namas kolei. Amalei. So he answered, Hechilo esna. How could I not sigh? Let me tell you what this house used to be like. Besa, the habile shitin apisya. They had 60 bakers, biyamama, in the day, v'shishin apisya belela, and 60 bakers at night, v'afiyen l'chol man detzarech, and they'd bake whatever you wanted, v'lo shakal yadam in kisa, and he never took his hand out of his purse, detzarech, because he was afraid, dilma osi oni bar tuvim, maybe some, like, I guess, richer or more chashiv anim are going to come, the idmatu le lekisa kamechsif, and they're going to be embarrassed. So the money's right there to give out. I don't have to go make the guy stand in the lobby while I go get my checkbook. None of that stuff. Right there, the guy's ready. Right? V'tuhavi piskin le arba babi la arba ruchsa the alma. He had four entrances on the four directions of the world. The chol havi aisle, coffin, anyone who came in hungry, nafa kisava, left full. Havi shadu le chiti v'sa'iri b'shnei b'tzaros. Abroi, he used to take wheat and barley and put it outside during a hunger. The chol man d'chsifad milsa, l'mishkol b'yamama, Hanun was embarrassed to come take by day. Also l'mishkol b'leil, come at night, nobody could see, come get some bread. He used to have like a outside. Hashta, nafal b'tla, flo esnach. Now the house is in a ruin. I shouldn't sigh. Right, so you can say this about the whole Europe. Right, think about that. You shouldn't sigh. Used to be a bustling, right? A makom of bustling Jews. Now it's empty. It's a ghost town. Amalei, hakiyam Rav Yochanan. Well, listen to this. Listen when he tells him back. Miyom shachar beis hamikdash nigzer gzeira al batein shel tzadikim sheyachrivu. It's part of the gzeira of the destruction of the beis hamikdash. Shneamar ba'aznei Hashem tzivakos imlo batim rabim l'shma. Yigadol and v'tov me'en yoshev. From Rav Yochanan, Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'achzirin li'yishuvim, but don't worry, it's only temporary. So they've all returned. Shenemar, Shir Malos l'David v'bodchem b'Hashem b'har Tzion. Ma har Tzion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'achziro li'yishuvo, af batayen shal tzadikim, Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'achziro b'yishuvan. Chaziya, d'lo meishiv daite. He saw that didn't cheer him up at all. Amalei, they told him back, Daya l'evej hikarabo. Does the Beis HaMikdash bother you as much as this? You're worried about the Eved more than the Rav? Right? Does this bother you? Does this bother you more than Beis HaMikdash? Right? That's what Rashi says. He says, top line, last, end of the line, Shrei Beis HaMikdash Charov. The Beis HaMikdash is not here. Shu Beis HaShalakadosh Baruch Hu. That's the real master's house. You worried about some house in some town in some shtetl? Terrible thing. What happened? What about the Beis HaMikdash? It was a pretty good.
This story took place in Babylon.
I would imagine. I think so. Yes, I would imagine so, because Ula and Rav Chisda were probably in Babel. Yeah.
You can support 60 bakers 24/7.
So it could have been an exaggeration. The point was. Yeah, it could have been an exaggeration. The point was, this was the hub. And now it's a ghost town. So you could say that about any shtetl in Europe. This used to be a place that people used to live. So he said, hold him back. I feel terrible as well. What about the Beis HaMikdash? Does it bother you as much? Most doesn't bother us as much, probably. Right? Okay. Next. Tanur Rabbanan, heroic kivru. What? Yeah, I mean, whatever. You know. Tanur Rabbanan, because it's more, in a way, might not be right, but we feel more connected to the Churban of Europe than we do to the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Yeah, because we people that our relatives were there, our grandparents, our great, it much more touches us.
It's a
criticism on us that we're so far removed from the Beis HaMikdash. What? You don't think people have more connection to the Churban of Europe? No question they do.
Oh.
No question. There's no question about it.
Right.
Correct. But like, I'll give you an example. I'm not criticizing anybody because they're all the same. I'll give you an example. On Tisha B'Av morning over here, the same kid is for 2 hours. And it's just like davening Ashrei. And it comes to the kid for the Holocaust and everybody all has Kavanah. That's what I'm talking about. For 2 hours, we're sitting here mumbling away, and it comes to the Holocaust, and everybody gets a little kavanah.
Yeah, because most of the kiddush are about what? They're not about the Beit HaMikdash.
Sure they are.
A few. Most are about the Crusades.
And then the Crusades is also 1,000 years ago.
Yeah, it's 1,000 years ago where a fraction of the people were killed
compared
to what they were killed in
the
Holocaust.
Right, so that's what it is. So that's what Mr. Ford's saying. It's the number. It's the recent part of it. It's all those things, all those factors. It's fine. It's all good.
It's also everyone knows someone who.
That's what I said. And it's all our relatives.
Actually, was in the Holocaust.
Right.
So it's directly.
Right.
Connected.
Right. I saw this documentary on Simon Wiesenthal just as well last night. See, they said him and his wife lost 89 relatives.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? A staggering number. I always wanted to count my relatives because I don't even know. Because I don't even know my grandparents who survived. Like, what story with their uncles? I don't even know. I don't know who those people are. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan. Haror Kivrei Yisrael. If someone sees the Kivrei Yisrael, Omer, Baruch Hashem Yotzer Etzchem Badin, V'don Etzchem Badin, V'Kilkel Etzchem Badin, V'Asav Etzchem Badin, V'Asav Lakim Chem Badin. Again, what are the parameters of this bracha? Like, each one of these is like a half-hour shiur. What are the parameters of this? Is it Seder Chutz Laretz? Who's it, right? You walk into any cemetery? You make this bracha? I don't know. Only tzaddikim? I don't know. Marbre de Ravina, Messiah. I don't know if it's in there. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. Marbre de Ravina, Messiah Mbe, Mishmei de Rav Nachman, V'yodea, Mitzapar, Kulchem. V'hu asid lachiosim, l'kayim etchem, baruch, machaye, meitim. Kivri ov de kochavim, Omer, busha imchem. Okay? Omer v'shu ben Levi. Haroa es chaver v'l'achar shloshim yom, Omer baruch, shechion v'kimon v'gen al'zman azeh. Lach ayud beis chodesh. If you see someone you haven't seen in a year, Omer baruch mechayim etzim. You make a baruch mechayim etzim. Why do you make a baruch mechayim etzim? Listen to this marsha. I have to read it inside. Hatam shetiknu levarach baruch hazu la'achar shnei matzah chodesh mishum. Because if a year went by, shevadai avru Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha'kippurim me'oz chereuhu. Yom adin passed since you've seen him. V'kivan sha'adam nidon b'Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha'kippur im lamus im l'chayim. Lachain, therefore, kishira'uhu, when you see a guy you haven't seen for a year, and he passed by Yom Kippur and he survived, baruch m'chayim esim. Shenitzal midin misa b'Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha'kippur.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So then we should make every morning, every Matzah Yom Kippur, you make this bracha.
Right.
That's
the whole year. You see him in Adar. How do you know that?
Because his point is, that on Rosh Hashanah you're given a new chiyus.
Right. Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Or not. So if not. Adar. Oh, I haven't seen you since last Purim. Since last Purim, I didn't see you. Now you came with your kid to bring Mishalach Manos again. I haven't seen you the entire year. But last Rosh Hashanah, you had a new chiyus. Mechayim Esim. You've been resurrected, right? It's a more of a hashkaf of art than a halachic art. It's a hashkaf of art. You've given another more life. What?
He was deciding in Tishrei about this coming year.
Correct.
This can happen 2 months later.
Right. I knew about this Marsha because Rabbi Waxman said it once in a shir on Rosh Hashanah. Because it's not really a hashkaf idea. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. You give it another year. You give it more life. I know, but that's exactly Rosh Hashanah's point. But Rosh Hashanah passed by. So you can't have a year go by without Rosh Hashanah. You can't have such a thing. Okay. Amar Rav, Ein Ameis Meshtachas Men Alei Ve'alach Yidshnei Masach Chodesh. Right, the mace doesn't leave the memory except after 12 months. Shenemar Nishkachti Kameis Milei Hayisi Kechli Oved. Repapa Rav Huna Breid of Yeshua Havik Azli Ba'urcha. They were going Paguba Rav Chanina Breid of Ikka. They met Ravina Chedav Ravika. This is Gemara. I don't understand this Gemara. Amrule, Bahadi Chazinach. Okay, so here's the story. Rav Papa and Rav Huna met Rav Chanina Bereid of Ikka. Amru, they said, who's they? Rav Papa and Rav Huna said to Rav Chanina, Amrule, Bahadi Chazinach, Mavarchin Alay Tarti. Now that we see you, Rav Chanina, we can make two brachas. Which two? Baruch HaShachalka Mechachmas Alureyev, because number one, you're a tzaddik. And number two, Shechianu. Haven't seen you in 30 days. Amalahu, so he says to them, Ana Nami, Kivin de Chazizinchu. I see two of you, Chazvizinhu Alo Kishitin Ruben Beis Yisrael. The two of you are equivalent to me, like 600,000 Jews. That's how great the two of you are. Uvachina Lai Tlasa. I can make three brachas for you. Hanach Tarti, the same two you made. U Baruchacham Arazim. And the bracha you make when you see 600,000 people. Amrule, so Rav Papa and Rav Huna say back to him, Chakimas Kulahai? Are you so smart that you know that we're the equivalent of 600,000? Yosef Bey Einaihu, that gave him the eye, Ushachit, and he died. This is a difficult Gemara.
Another one.
What did he do wrong?
Right.
Maybe you might say he flattered them a little bit. Excessive right. Flattery. Yeah. Can you imagine that? A guy walks in, you make a bracha like that. You're like 600,000 people to me. All right, that's a little bit much. Right, and
so
died for that.
He deserved to die.
Yeah.
I mean,
flattery. Right.
Well,
he meant it.
He didn't die for that. That's him chose he should die. When he should die, it's something else.
Right. It's a hard. Okay, it's a hard Gemara. Next, okay, not sure what all these words mean. Amar Shua ben Levi, Heroes Haba Hakonim. What's Haba Hakonim?
Spotted people.
It's not freckles, because that's half the world has freckles. Omer Baruch Mashana Brios.
By the way, according to Rashi,
it's freckles. So there was no freckled people in those days. So it means excessive freckles. I don't know. Meisvei. So Meisvei. Roes Hakushi. If you see an African, which to them was unheard of. Ves a gichor is a red person. Ves a lavkon is an albino. Ves a kapach, what does that mean? A kapach, someone with a very large belly,
obese.
Ves hananas or a midget, or a dwarf. Ves a darnikus or darnikus. What's a darnikus? Warts. Oh, my baruch mashana brios. But as a keta, is the person missing an arm? Ves a sumo or a blind person. Ves a pitu yarosh or some kind of head problem. Right? Bald? Not bald. What's Peter Roche? His hair is mad. I don't know what that means. There's a chiger or lame. There's a mukeshchin or someone full with a bakonim or bakonim, freckles. Omer Baruch Dianemis. So which one is it? Is it Dianemis or is it Baruch Dianemis? So lo kasha on a kasha. Ha de mame emo. Ha de basar de isulid. Ha be me emo. Ha de basar de isulid. One is if you're born that way, and one is if it happened later. If it happened later, you say a Diana Emes. If you're born that way, then you say Mishan Abrios.
Congenital required.
Correct. Dekanami, I'll prove to you that's the case. Why? Diktoni, Dumi, Deketa. Because we're not assuming when somebody was born without an arm. We're assuming it's some horrible accident. Nebuch, the person doesn't have an arm. Shrami, not. What do you see from here? There's some things that happened after you were born. He was born normal. Then somehow he got a disease later and he became all freckled, all strange. Then you say Diana Emes. Like it's not even the person's not even alive.
You don't say it with an earshot, I'm assuming. You don't say you don't have to hear it.
Tana Rabbanan. Next, haro a pill. If you see an elephant, kof, or a monkey, the kafuf. So Rashi says a kafuf is a owl. Oh my Baruch Mashan Abrios. Why these more than any other animal? I don't know. Why are these? I don't know. I just don't know. So I don't know if you say them today. If they're so common, I don't know. Roe brios tovos v'ilonos tovos. If you see good looking things or good looking trees, Omer Baruch Shekacha lo ba'olamo. Okay. Next, al hazikin, on a zikin. My zikin. What's a zikin? Amar Shmuel kochva deshavet, a comet. Right. It means a star with a tail. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel made a famous statement. I know the paths of heaven, like I know the paths of my own street, of my own town, of Nahar Da, my own town. I don't know the Kochav HaDeshavet. So I don't know what that is. That I don't know what it is. Okay, now it's very hard Gemara here. Gemi, we have a tradition. The law of our Kisla, that Orion, they never passed through, the Steintals translated this as Orion. The article also calls it Orion. Are they called Kisla?
No.
Kisla. A comet doesn't pass through Orion. The E of our Kisla, if it does, Chayav Alma would destroy the world. B'haka Chazir and the Avar, but we see it does pass through. And the answer is no. Zivahu the Avar. It's just the after effects, the glow. U'mischazik the Avar E. It looks like it passed through, but it didn't pass through. Because if it passed through, then it would destroy the world. What that means, I have no idea. Rav Huna, Bered of Yeshua, Omar. Yeah. Vilon hu de mikra. It somehow got. Vilon hu de mikra. It's called Vilon. Right?
Yeah.
What is mikra? Got ripped? The magalgel that it rolled through. Umechzi nuha nahara de rakia. It looks like the light in the sky. Ravashi Omar. Kochva hu the akar mehai gisa de kisla. There was a star taken out of this side of Orion. V'chazile chavre mehai gisa, and it was put on the other side. Umivas, and it frightened all the other stars. Umechzi kiman de avar, and it looked as if it passed through. What that means, I have no idea. Shmuel Rami, Shmuel brought a stira. Siv it says in one pasuk, va'osei osh. The Steintal is translated as Ursa Major, the Big Dipper, Ksil, which is Orion, and Kima, which is Pleiades, which is a different kind of constellation. Uksiv, it's another pasuk says, Ose Kima Uksil, puts Kima first, and then Ksil. Hakeita, that in a different order. So the Gemara says like this, Elmal Echama Shal Ksil, if not for the heat of the Ksil, Lona Skaim Olam Natsina Shal Kima. The world couldn't survive because of the coldness of Kima. And if not for that cold, we wouldn't survive the heat. So in other words, they're both necessary. That's why they're both put first one time. They're both the same. We have a tradition. Ilav ukta the akriva, the monach benahar dinar. If not for the tail of the Scorpio, which is in the river of fire, kol man da have tirika le akriva. Anyone who get bitten by a scorpion down on earth, la have chayav, would not live. That's why Hashem said to Eov, everybody, Hashem said to Eov that. His kasha ma'adonos kima omush chos ksil tiftach. Now, my kima, why is it called kima? Why is that constellation called kima? Amar Shmuel, kimeya koch, it's like 100 stars. Amole de mekanfi, some say when they're close together. V'amole de medabrin, when they're more scattered. My osh, why is it called osh? What is osh? Amar Yuda, yuta, it's called yuta. My yuta, what's yuta? Amri le, zonav teleh. The tail of Aries, the Amrile, others say Resha de Egla, it's the head of the Taurus. Umistabra, makes more sense, Kimanda Amar Tle, son of Tle, that it's really Aries. Why? Dechsiv, the Ash al Bonea Tinchen. Alma, so you see from here, Chasra, that they're missing, Umischazia, and the tail of the Aries looks like Kitarfa de Tarf, as if someone took it off. The hide the Adla Basra, and the fact that Osh, which is Ursa Major, goes after Kima, which is part of the constellation of Aries. The Amrle Havli Bnei Havli Bani. Give me back my stars. Shebashash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bikesh Lahavi Mabul Olam. When Hashem wanted to bring a Mabul, Natal Shteko Chavim Mikima, he took two stars out of Kima, Vehevi Mabul Olam, and he brought the Mabul with that. Ukesh Bikesh, and when he wanted to listama, wanted to stop the flood, Natal Shneko Chavim Miayish Vistama. He took two stars out of Ash to stop the flood. Vilahadarle, so why didn't he put those two stars back? It says, Ein Abar Mismali Michal Yaso. The bar can't fill up itself, right? Inami or in kateger nasa senegar. You hear that? In kateger nasa senegar. The prosecutor can't be also the defendant. They use the stars to destroy the world. They can't use the same stars to stop this destruction. The livrile treko chav yachwini. So why didn't he make two new stars? The answer is ain kol chadash tachas hashemesh. Now nothing new has ever been created. Amar of Nachman asar hakadosh baruch hu lachzirun le. In the future it will. Shenemar va'ayish al boneha tanchem. Okay. Good. Okay, tomorrow's daf is more of these types of brachas. Tomorrow's daf, I think, is, if I remember correctly, is Berachas Hachama. And at the end of the daf, something which applies to not many people in the room, we're going to talk about the bracha of Atova Meitiv when you take another more wine at the table. All right. Very interesting stuff. All right, that's tomorrow. Everybody have a good day and a good Shabbos.